Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Chof Gimel. We are on page Resh Pei Hei, the page following 568. Tov Chof Gimel is Seder Kriyas HaTeira B'Rosh Chodesh, the order of laning on Rosh Chodesh. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Omer Kaddish Tiskabil. After Shmon Esrei, by Shachris on Rosh Chodesh, we say a full Kaddish, Umotzian Sefer Torah, and we take out the Sefer Torah, Vakorim Bo Arbo, and we read from it four Aliyos. Ein Pochasim Mehen Vein Mosif Anulayim. We don't read less than four, and we don't add on to the four. Vein Maftirim Benavi, and we also do not read a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Aleph Tiskabil, Uklalhu. The rule is the kol yom sheyesh bo musaf. Any day where there is going to be a musaf, omrim kaddish tiskabel achar halal. We say a full kaddish after halal. The Shaar Tzion points out in Os Aleph laafuke b'chanuka. This is coming to the slul Chanukah. Chanukah is the day that we have halal and we have no musaf. So after that halal, you say a chatzi kaddish. But all other days when there's going to be a musaf, then after halal, you say a full kaddish. You say a kaddish tiskabel. And the Mishabur ends off and says, "Dehu siyuma de tefillah shachris." The reason why you're saying a full kaddish is because this is the conclusion of tefillah shachris. There is a very interesting note over here that I'd like to read. Note number one: the kaddish la'achar halal. This kaddish that we're discussing that you say after halal, we learned earlier shahum nisyaches letefillas hashmon esrei. It's really going back on the shmon esrei. V'lechein kosav. Therefore, we wrote earlier in Kuf Chav Gimel, Sheyizor Hashatz Miladaber Shalom Inyoni Atfila Ad La'achar Kaddish Eskabel Shal Achar Ahalel. That the Chazin, who said Chazar Hashatz, should not be speaking any other Inyonim besides Tfila till after this Kaddish Eskabel after Halel, because really the Kaddish Eskabel after Halel is going back to the Shemon Esrei. The Intova Omer La'achar Ahalel Chatzi Kaddish. Let's say someone made a mistake, which happens, and they only said a chatzi kaddish, and no one caught it, and they caught it only later. Kosav Agon Ruchayim Kanievsky, Shel Achar Kriyas HaTorah Yochol Omer Kaddish Eskabel B'mokom Chatzi Kaddish. So then, since they said only a chatzi kaddish after halal, after laning, instead of saying a chatzi kaddish, they'll say the full kaddish tiskabel. Ukeshe Mischale Shatz L'Kriyas HaHalal. Some places have someone taking over the omid for halal. So you had one person davening Shmon Esrei and one person davening halal. Haminohu Shashatz HaRishon Omer as a kaddish eskabel. The one who says the kaddish eskabel after halal is the one who daven shachris, not the one who daven halal. Mikomakom still. Imashatz Hasheni Shoma as kol Chazar Shashatz. If the one who davened halal heard the entire Chazar Shashatz in the Chazin, so there Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, Shemistaber Shagam Hu Yochol Omer as a Kaddish Eskabel Shachar Halal, then he also would be okay in saying the Kaddish Eskabel after the halal. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz. Vikore HaKohen Shlosh Psukim. So the way the laning works on Rosh Chodesh, says the Shulchan Aruch, is the Kohen reads three psukim, Shehem vayedaber tzav v'amarta, that's the first word of each of the first three psukim, v'levi chozer v'kore v'amarta, as we know, the Levi goes back and reads pasuk number three again, v'amarta, v'kore esakeves elchad v'asiri saifa. And he goes and he reads two more psukim. So we're just going to give a little background information to what we're going to be discussing. The laning on Rosh Chodesh is really three parshios: the parsha of the Tamid, the parsha of Shabbos, and the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. The first parsha is eight psukim, the second parsha is two psukim, the last parsha is five psukim. Now the halacha is, whenever you're laning from a parsha, you can't end the aliyah with less than three psukim left, because someone who leaves early is going to think the next aliyah is only going to read one or two psukim. And therefore the mechaber is going to explain to us exactly what the laning is in the Mishabur will be masbir, what the issue exactly is over here. But so far we see the Mechaber says the first Aliyah, the Kohen, is going to read Psukim 1, 2, 3. The next Aliyah is going to read 3, 4, 5. The Yisrael Kore Olas Tomid Adu Buroshe Chachichim. The next Aliyah, the Shlishi, will read the rest of the Parsha of the Tomid, which will be 6, 7, 8. And then he'll read also the Parsha of Shabbos, which is 1, 2. And then Urevi Kore Biroshe Chachechem Arasof, and the fourth Aliyah will read the last parsha about Rosh Chodesh, which is five psukim. So again, the way the laning is split up is three parshios: eight psukim in the first parsha, two psukim in the second one, five in the third one. The way we are knowing to lane, as the Mechaber says, is the first Aliyah reads 1, 2, 3. The next Aliyah reads 3, 4, 5. The next Aliyah reads 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, and the next Aliyah reads 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sakatan Beis, V'Levi Chozer V'Korei. Why is the Levi going back and repeating a pasuk? So Atam Avur B'Gemara. The reason is explained in the Gemara in Megillah. Mishum Deleka B'Parsha Zu Ela Shmona Psukim. Because this first parsha of the Talmud only has 8 psukim. V'im Kain, and if so, Im Yikra HaLevi Kedarko Shlosha Psukim. If the first Aliyah is going to read 1, 2, 3, and the Levi is going to continue on in order and read 4, 5, 6, Lo Yishtar B'Parsha L'Shnei Psukim. That's only going to leave over after his Aliyah in that parsha 2 more psukim. V'Kaimelon, and we hold the Ein Mishayim and Shnei Psukim L'Thnei HaParsha. You're not allowed to end an Aliyah with only 2 psukim left in the parsha, ukedel reish simin kuf lamed ches, like we saw earlier in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, v'leke l'meimar, and you can't say d'lolikru b'parsha zu ala koin v'levi. So maybe you'll say, okay, so don't read 3 psukim, let each of the first 2 aliyahs read 4 psukim. If the parsha is 8 psukim, let the first aliyah read the first 4 and the second read the next 4, and that'll be fine. But that will only be fine in that parsha. V'ashlishi v'harivi yikru b'parsha v'yom haShabbos v'parsha l'Rosh Chodesh. And you'll suggest, let the Kohen and Levi read the first parsha, 8 psukim, 4 and 4, and the next 2 parshios of Ubiyom HaShabbos and Rosh Chodeshim, that will be read by Shlishi and Revi, Gamze Yevsha, that also doesn't work out. Did the parsha of the Shabbos leke el shnei psukim? Because the next parsha of Shabbos only has 2 psukim. Va'al kein yehit tzarech l'sayim la'shlishi. Therefore, you're going to have to end off the aliyah of Shlishi, the Eze Psukim, the Parsha of the Rosh Chodesh, with the Psukim of the next Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. Ulefima the Kaimelon, the Ein Pochas, and the Parsha of Apollos, Mishra Psukim. We also hold not only that you can't end a Parsha with less than 3 Psukim left, you cannot begin a Parsha without reading 3 Psukim. So if you're going to read 1, 2, and then 1, 2, 3, and the last Parsha for the third Aliyah, Lo Yishtayir B'Parsha the Rosh Chodesh, Lifnei HaRevi El Shnei Psukim. You're only going to be left for the fourth Aliyah with 2 Psukim at the end of the laning of the Rosh Chodesh Parsha, Lefishi Kula Ra Chamisha Psukim, since that is only 5 Psukim. The Al Kain Tzarech Lasas Kaniskar La'el, therefore you have to do like we said above. To summarize, if you're going to suggest 4 and 4 for the first 2 Aliyahs, the next Aliyah is going to read the Parsha of Shabbos, which is 2 Psukim. So yeah, he needs one more Pasuk, but he can't just read 1, because you can't read 1 Pasuk from a Parsha. So he's going to have to read 3. So if he reads the 2 from Shabbos and 3 from Rosh Chodesh, that only leaves over the next Aliyah with 2 Psukim left. And therefore, the 8th of the Mechaber says is the way to go. Sivkot and Gimel. Urevi Kore Baroshe Chachechem. The 4th Aliyah will read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. Vidas Habach uPrichodesh. The opinion of the Bach and the Prichodesh is Sheyoser Tov L'Sayim LaShlishi Adu B'Yom HaShabbos. They say the first Aliyah will read 1, 2, 3. Next Aliyah 3, 4, 5. Next Aliyah 6, 7, 8. He stops there. V'harivi Yikru V'Yom HaShabbos Atzav HaKriya. And the last Aliyah will read the next 2 Parshios. So the only adjustment he's making, instead of B'Yom HaShabbos being Aliyah number 3, it will be part of Aliyah number 4. Achem Eprimigad Mashma Sha'odiv Lasos Kimanagenu. But from the Prima Gadam, it is mashma that is better to do like our minu. Veda Odin, you should know further. The Hagra Cholek Ha'ikr Dino de Mechaber. The Gra argues on this whole din of the Mechaber. Uladaito, according to the Gra, say there Hakriya Rosh Chodesh Hukain. Some places follow the Gra. And the way they learn on Rosh Chodesh is as follows. Kohen Kore Shosh Psukim. The Kohen will read 3 Psukim, 1, 2, 3. Vahalevi Chamisha, and the Levi will read the next 5 Psukim at Sova Parsha. So the first 2 aliyahs are reading 3 and 5. That takes care of parsha number 1. Vashlishi chozer v'kore shlosha psukim achorim shel parsha shekaru. And the third aliyah goes back and reads the last 3 psukim that were read already. 6, 7, 8 again. V'kore ubiyom haShabbos. And he includes the next 2 psukim of ubiyom haShabbos at parsha the Rosh Chodesh. V'harivi kore b'parsha the Rosh Chodesh. And the fourth aliyah reads the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. V'ayim b'ralocha. The b'ralocha goes to the sugi and the gila. But basically, the Gra is gaining that he is having the third Aliyah instead of the second Aliyah doing the repetition. There are different minhagim. Some go like the Mechaber, and some certainly follow the minhag Gra. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Siv Gimel. So after laning, Omer Kaddish, we say Kaddish like always after laning, V'ashrei uvalitzion, we say Ashrei uvalitzion, V'ein Omer Miancha Hashem B'yom Tzara, we don't say Lam Natzeach on Rosh Chodesh. U'machzir Sefer Torah L'mikomo, and we bring the Sefer Torah back to its place. The Omdim lehispalel tefilas Musaf. Then we get up to daven Musaf. Umachzer shleal tibur vaomer keser. The Shaltzibur does Chazar Shashat on Musaf, and for Kedusha, they say the Kedusha of Keser. Ukeshamagia l'melo kol aretz kvodo, when he gets to the part of Kedusha of melo kol aretz kvodo, Omer, he says, l'umasam mishabchim kemo b'kedusha shachris, he says, l'umasam mishabchim, like he said in the Kedusha of shachris. V'achar shesiem Chazar Shatfilo omer kaddish, after Chazar Shashat on Musaf, he says kaddish again, v'omer mizmor baruch hinafshi as Hashem, and as we know, then he says, the capital of Baruch Hinafshi. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalud. So after laning Omer Kaddish, Hainu Achatzi Kaddish Omer Al Habima Al Sefer Torah. This is the regular Chatzi Kaddish I always say by the Bima after laning. The Achakach Ashrei Uvalatzion, the Chatzi Kaddish Bishvil Hapsukim Shal Ashrei Uvalatzion. And we say another Chatzi Kaddish for the Psukim of Ashrei Uvalatzion before we say Shmon Esrei. Sivkotan Hei Umachzer Sefer Torah, then you put the Sefer Torah back. That is the Minog of the Sfardim. Ube Mekomenu. In our places, HaMinog Shemachzir and HaSefer Torah Lehechel Miyad Achara Kriya. We are knowing that we put the Sefer Torah back right after laning, Kemosha Kosav Ramah Basol Simon Chafei, like the Ramah said earlier at the end of Simon Chafei, and then we say Ashri Uvalatzion afterwards. Sivkotan Vav Tfilas Musaf, Viyesh Eza Shinui Nuschos. He goes through now a couple of different changes in the Nusach of Shmon Esrei. Yesh Gorsim, there are some who are Gorits in the Shmon Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Zikaron Lechulam Hayu, Viyesh Gorsim, Zikaron Lechulam Yihiyu, Vyesh Omrim Zikaron Lekulonu Yihye. The Ein Lashano Shul Minog, don't change any Minog. Tzaruch Lomar Uminchasam Viniskehem. You have to say in Musaf the words Uminchasam Viniskehem. La Fuke Meman Domer. This is to exclude from the one who says Shein Lomar Vinichseim. You shouldn't say Vinichseim. Yesha Kasu Shetzaruch Lomar Es Musaf Vachuli. Some say that you should say Es Musaf. Vyesha Kasu Shetzaruch Lomar. The es musaf v'chuli. V'chein yesh omer melachaparas pasha. At the end of the middle bracha of the Shmon Esrei, there are those who say you should put in the words melachaparas pasha. V'yesh she'enom omrim rak b'shasa ibur. Some only add those words in during a leap year. V'afilu b'shnasa ibur. Even during a leap year, yesh she'enom omrim oso ela at close chodesh ha'ibur. Some only include those words until the end of the extra month. The Hainu ad Acher Chodesh Adar until after Adar Sheni. Ubechol Eila Nahara Nahara Upshate. And in all these things, every river has its flow, meaning everyone follows their minog. The Kol Echad Yaseh Kiminog Amakom. Everyone do like the minog of their Makom. We'll see a couple notes on that, but first let's finish the Mishabura. Im Hispalel Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei. B'mikom Musaf. If a person davened a regular Shmon Esrei instead of Musaf, lo yotze, he's not yotze. Afilu hiski yalav yavu. Even if he davened a regular Shmon Esrei with yalav yavu for Rosh Chodesh, he's not yotze. V'tzarech lachzor l'spal, he has to go back and daven Musaf. V'atam, the reason is v'tzarech lahasker kabanos musafim. You have to say the kabanos of the Musaf, and therefore you're not yotze with a regular Shmon Esrei, even though you stuck in yalav yavu with a mentioning of Rosh Chodesh. Mia, however. Im Omer be'achas min ha-brachos, if for some reason a person stuck into one of the brachos the words Yehi Ratzon Shenaseh Alfonecha Chavoseinu B'tmidei Yom U'B'Karim Musaf, you threw in a little tefillah that we should be able to bring the Karim Musaf, then he's Yotza. U'K'te'el Simen Reish Samecheh Siv Dalet. So now let's peek at note number 8. Note number 8 brings down this going on the Mishabura that says there are those who say L'chaparas Pasha only on a leap year. If you look in the Shmon Esrei for Rosh Chodesh Musaf, you'll see there are 12 expressions, 12 tefillos that we're asking for. L'tova u'levracha v'chuli. And they are keneged Yud Beis HaChodoshim. That's keneged the 12 months of the year. V'lochein keneged Chodesh She'ibur. Therefore, corresponding to the extra month that we have on an Ibur Yor, Mosifin Loshon u'chaparas Pasha, we add on those words, l'chaparas Pasha. The host of El Rabbi adds on, Shalafi Tamzeh, according to this reason, Yeish Lomar Kain Bechol Shnas Ha'ibur. If that's the reason, so it's representative of the year that there are 13 months, you should really say it the entire year. Vesayim, and he ends off, Shebe Rishonim Lora Nusach Zeh. He did not see this Nusach in the Rishonim. Now, if you look at note number 9, he writes as well, Vachazanish Noag Laomro Bishono Muberes Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisam Vlad Bechlal. So the Chazanish was knowing to say L'chaparas Pasha during a leap year up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not including, meaning through the leap month. The Ben Yishchai and the Aruch HaShulchan say you should say it throughout the entire leap year. Uminag nosav kosam v'karchayim v'ayosav ometz sheyesh l'omu rak b'chodesh ha'ibur. They say to say it only on Adar Sheni. So we have all different minhagim, and that's what the Mishavura ends off and says everyone should do like their minhag. Vayter in the Mishavura sevkotan zayin v'omer keser. We said the kedusha of Musaf and Rosh Chodesh is Keser, Hainu Lufi Minog B'nei Svara. That is for the Svardim. Va'anu B'nei Ashkenaz, us who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, Omrim the Kaddish, come over to the Shachar. So we say a regular Kaddish of the Kaddish, like we said in the morning. Sevkotan Ches Omer Kaddish. After Musaf, you say Kaddish, Hainu Kaddish Sholim and Tiskabel. That means to say you say a full Kaddish with the Tiskabel B'Shvila Tfila because of the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf. Sevkotan test v'omer mizmor barchinashi, and at the end of the evening we say barchinashi mishum din niskar bo mikra. The reason we say barchinashi and Rosh Chodesh is because in the capital of barchinashi the pasuk says the yareach osa lemuadim, that the moon was made for the Yom Tovim. V'kasa magen Avram, the magen Avram writes the biktas mekomos ain omer moso. In some places the minhag is not to say barchinashi. Finally, Siv Dalud, the Mechaber says, No hogim lachlot tefillin kesherutzim lehesbal al musaf. The minig is to take off your tefillin before you daven musaf. Says the Mishavura, Siv Koton Yud. The atam, the reason is, the kemod de ein manichin tefillin biyomtov. The same reason that we do not put on tefillin on yontov, mishum she yomtov biatmo os. Because Yom Tov is an os, and therefore we do not need the os of the tefillin. So kemo kein yesh linog b'rosh chodesh al kaponim b'shas musaf. Therefore, that's how we should be knowing on Rosh Chodesh, at least during Musaf, Shemaskirin Musfi Hayom, where we're mentioning the Musaf of the day, the Usa Zechira Gamkein Ukein Os. That mentioning of the carbon of the day is also an Os, like an Os. Vikazar Primigodim, Shiyesh Lachlot Satfilin Be'uvalot Zion Kodem Yiratzon Shenishmur Chukecha. The exact time you should be taking off your tefillin, says the Prima Gadim, is in the middle of Vilat Tzion, before the last paragraph, before you say the words, Yiratzon Shenishmor Chukecha, and the Shaar Tzion Osei says, why? Mishun de b'marav ha'yu mevaruch an achalitza tefillin nishmor chukav. We don't say a bracha when we take off our tefillin. The Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael they used to make a bracha when they took off their tefillin of lishmor chukav. So before we say the words, Shenishmor Chukecha, we take off our tefillin, that's what the Prima Gadim says. Some are knowing not to take off all the tefillin then, but just to start taking off the ritzuos from the fingers before you say the hiratzon. Miu, however, kol zeber Rosh Chodesh, this whole discussion about when you take off the tefillin right before Shmoneh Esrei, that is specific on Rosh Chodesh. Avo b'chol ha-moed, shu yom tov gomor. But for those who wear tefillin on Chol Moed, which is a real yontif, yesh l'choltzam kodem halal, they should be taking off their tefillin before halal. That concludes Simon Tov Chav Gimel. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll do Tov Chav Dalet, and we'll begin the Mitzvah Hashem Tov Chav Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.